Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are best. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Bad dads, how you feel? On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I said was not to lose. So just show my love.
Hey, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Today we have a special guest with us. Miss Marsha Mays is here, and she's on the phone with us, and she'll be talking about her son, Terrell Mays Jr., about what happened to him back in December 2011, and about his birthday today. How are you, Marsha?
I'm blessed today. I'm really blessed. I woke up this morning in the best of the living right now. Today's my son's birthday, and I'm blessed, so blessed that it's just too funny. I had a baby that was born this morning at 4 a.m. on his birthday, so I'm just in the land of thanking God and praying that his killer is found. Rail was shot almost 3 years ago, and I have been so distorted and just mad with life itself that right now that I'm standing here today in front of my house, I'm just thanking him.
That's good. That's good. Do you want to maybe kind of go over what happened back in December and let people know the story of what happened to your son?
December 26th of 2011, I left out my house to go to the store to go get Junior some cookies and milk because Junior was starting to get sick. And all of a sudden, my sister called me and said, Marsha, Junior been shot. I said, what do you mean, Junior been shot? She said, Marsha, a bullet that came through the house. You need to turn around and come back. By the time I got back to the house, my son was on the floor.
That is so sad. So something had gone on outside of your house, and a bullet came through and struck your son.
Yes, ma'am. It was two rival gangs outside fighting on the side of 2644 Colfax, and one was shooting opposite direction and one was shooting another direction. At the same time, one entered my home and hit the rail on the back of his left side of his head.
Poor baby. People aren't even safe in their homes anymore, and that's a shame. It's a shame.
Exactly. That's like one of my biggest fears coming to my face. The devil just crept in any given time.
So what do the police know? Do they know anything? Do they have any leads on anything?
After 3 years, you would think that they would have a lead, but no, we still don't have a lead. We don't have anything.
So his case just remains open and unsolved as of now.
Open and unsolved. The only thing we have is me and my feet walking the street, showing up at Visual, still protesting and keeping my faith in God that one day he's going to come forth.
Yeah, I have to say, you really have been, you know, adamant. You've been out there. You go to all the vigils that you can. You know, you've really been getting the word out there, and you've worked hard to, you know, scrape up the reward that they've got up there for him, any type of information. How much is the reward up now?
Terrell would have been 6 years old today.
And how much is the reward up to now if somebody were to find some information or be able to tell the police who did it?
$60,000.
$60,000?
Yes.
Wow. So if anybody knows anything, if you can give any type of evidence, any type of something leading to the conviction of whoever hurt this little boy, you could be $60,000 richer.
Amen.
And the thing is you can remain anonymous, can't you?
Yes.
So you don't even have, nobody has to know that you did it. Just, you know, call in, say what you know, and hopefully it could lead to, you know, the capture of this little boy's murderer. So let's go on a little bit of happier note. It's not necessarily happy, but it's his birthday today, and he would have been 6. So we are going to have a little birthday celebration for him. You want to talk about what we're going to do there?
We're doing it at 4 o'clock this evening, and we're having hot dogs. We're passing out food. We're playing. We're just being grateful that I had those 3 years that I did have with Junior. But also to put the awareness out there that his killer is still on the loose. It could be anybody's child. It don't have to just be mine. It could be anybody.
What are some of your best memories of Terrell?
My best memories of Terrell is him going running through the house and the study bug me, Mom, I want my juice. Like, my kids take notes. But you can't tell them no for anything. Let that alone, him and his brothers, they always say Nicky. Like, Butt Nicky was his name. Butt Nicky loves spaghetti. Butt Nicky loves to play the game till 4 o'clock in the morning. A typical boy. Three-year-old.
Yep. Them little boys, they're something else, I got to tell you.
Yes, when I say that was my miracle child, I thought I couldn't have no more kids, and I was blessed to have him. And turned around and had his brother, was blessed, let alone. Junior wasn't supposed to talk, Junior talked. So, I'm happy.
He wasn't supposed to talk?
Yep.
Why did they say?
He had little vocal cords.
Oh.
When you have little vocal cords, they don't ring out like a normal voice would.
Uh-huh. So he was a quiet little boy then, huh?
Yes.
You know, and this is, I think, the third birthday party that I've helped you plan for him.
Yes.
And, yes. You know, I never met Terrell, but I almost feel like I knew him, you know, doing these birthday parties with you and stuff like that. And, you know, he just seemed like such an amazing little boy, and I wish I could have met him because I'm sure he put a smile on everybody's face that he ran into.
Yes.
That adorable little smile of his.
That's my $1 million smile. That was going to be my football pick.
Oh. So how are his brothers doing now without him?
Ezra and Ezra, they're doing fine. Like, they still do positive things. Ezra's still on his basketball team. Right now, he's going to be, their grades is up. I'm proud of what they're doing. Proud how they're spread it across Minnesota. It's not just in one spot, the north side. My son is downtown in front of the juvenile center on utility box. So I'm grateful for the work that they're doing.
Yeah, I had the pleasure of meeting your older son a couple weeks ago at the parade, and he is a very respectful, very nice young man. I have to give it to you. You've done a very good job with him.
Amen. Thanks.
You're welcome. Yes, I was happy to have him ride along with us, helping us out in the little go-kart. And, you know, I watched him, you know, that during that parade, and he held on to Terrell's picture for a long time.
Oh,
he was making sure that, you know, it was seen out at that parade and everything.
Maria, that's his first thing of the day. As soon as he wake up, is good morning, Juju. As long as Maria keep on, I'm going to keep on being these streets there. I'm trying to find my kid.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I said, a mother's ambition, there's nothing like that. When a mother wants to do something for her children, there's no stopping that.
No.
You know, whether it's, you know, getting them the things that they need or, in your case, you know, having to find justice for your son. And you've really just been adamant about the whole thing, and I'm really, I mean, I'm amazed by you. I look up to you, and I'm like, wow, she's really got a lot of will, a lot of, you know, just keep going. I don't know, to be honest with you, if I would have the energy to do all that you do.
I have the energy to do it, but I'm
going to press forward. Yep, and, you know, that's probably where a lot of your strength comes from, because you do talk about praying a lot and all, you know, just believing in God and staying prayerful and thanking Him and all that. And, you know, I believe that, you know, one day He's going to let you have your way, and He's going to help you find out who did this to your son.
Oh, yeah.
They always say, it doesn't happen on your time, it happens on His time.
That's right.
So I think it'll happen at the right time.
Yep. That's all we can.
Yep. Let's see. We've got a couple of callers on the line. If you'd like to say something to Marsha, or if you'd like to comment on anything, please hit 1, go ahead, and we'd love to talk to you. What else do we have going on? Who are we going to have? Hot dogs and chips, and there's going to be a cake, I believe.
Yeah.
And, let's see, what else do we have? I think we're going to have a couple of games, aren't we? And the Mad Dad's truck will be out there.
Yeah.
And we'll have some music going on. I wonder where VJ is. VJ was supposed to call into the episode today. So he must have
really
got caught up on
to get out of the joy. You know, 26 is come back. Sometimes kids don't come out back. So today is not only just Junior Day. It's a day for the kids to get out and enjoy it.
Yep. And that's another thing that I have always loved about you, Marsha. You always thinking about not only your son, but everybody else's kids. You know, you always are thinking about things to do with not just yours. I know one time you were talking about taking a bunch of kids out and doing something, you know, with the kids that have lost their siblings to gun violence.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it started at home, but at the same time, it got to take everybody, the whole world. It can't just be just the parents to help it raise the kids. It's everybody.
Yep, it takes a village. I've found that out with my two, and that's, you know, I've only got two, and I've found that you need a lot of help.
Right. Like, people can say, oh, her kids is this or that, but at the end of the day, don't think my kids don't give me trouble. Sometimes I have to rely on people. I have to call certain people. I have to call Miss D, or I have to call CS or KG or BJ. Hey, I think somebody better get a hold of India Tay. So, it's not all about just the parent. It's about your group support too.
Absolutely. Did you start a nonprofit organization? Do you still have that going? Are you still trying to get that up and running?
I'm still trying to get it up and running. I'm just in the making of seeing what God wants me to do with it.
And what were you going to call it?
Surreal Maze Justice.
And it was for, like,
all the people that's like my family that's in love with a child. All those kids need to be together and enjoy the experience together and talk about it and just get together, go out, maybe bake cookies together. It don't matter what they're doing. They can even start a basket, you know what I'm saying, a basketball team together. But at the same time, they all need to come together because they all are hurting together. Just like this past week, I saw True Daughter outside. That man was on the coming to the bus stop just to help save his baby, and he and somebody took his life. It is his baby. It's hurt. That little girl is hurt. She ain't going to never see her daddy walk through that door again. If I could make it my best to get all the kids together and do something, I'm going to try.
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea. That would be a, you know, a good support system. Not only could the youth talk to each other about what's going on, they've all been through it. They kind of can lean on each other.
Exactly, because it don't just affect us folks. It affects kids work.
Yeah, I think because kids don't necessarily know how to deal with those emotions. They don't know how to express those feelings. They don't know how to take in the fact that they're never going to see their mom, dad, brother, sister, family member again. And
sometimes,
you know,
sometimes they don't want to talk to adults. Sometimes they don't want to talk to family. Sometimes they do need a person who they've been through that's in the age bracket of them.
Yep. Yep, definitely agree with you on that one. And I don't think that there are too many nonprofits that, you know, cover that type of, you know, area.
Exactly.
I don't think that there's too many at all. And I think, you know, with how much passion you have for trying to, you know, find your son's killer, that passion, I mean, you've got that for the nonprofit too. So once you get that going, I think that'll really blossom and flourish.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately, there's so many families out there that have lost, you know, children and fathers and family members and stuff like that, that, you know, it really is in a great need, I think.
Yeah. And they forget about the fact about the kids. Once the funeral is over, it's okay. They all right. They'll call, check on them once or twice, but no. It needs to be some type of thinking where they can beat up, treat each other, share their feelings.
Well, and the thing is grieving and healing takes more than one or two calls. It's going to take, you know, one or two years, if not longer than that.
Forever process.
Yep, because the thing is if you think about it, you've got to go through all that. Now you've got the child's birthday that they've got to deal with, the parents' birthday, and all the holidays and everything that these kids and family members have to go through without their loved one.
Exactly.
And it can just be, you know, every single day of the year is a whole new reminder. Now I got to go through this. Now I got to go through that. And to have a support system like that, to just have somebody to call that's been through it, you know.
That's a beautiful thing.
It could just be different. You can. Well, that's one or two things. So, I would like to. Marcia, I know you're busy today, so I'm going to let you go on and go ahead and you can take care of any other stuff you've got to get ready for the party this afternoon. And I'm going to play a song for Terrell, Lyric Lachey's Out of Control. It's about gun violence.
Amen. She sings to my family every holiday she's at my house. I love her. That's my girl.
She's got an amazing voice. Really is, you know, one of a kind. And this song is really about gun violence and, you know, speaking up and solving stuff. I think this will really be, you know, a good fitting song to play for Terrell today. So unfortunately, I'm not going to make it to the birthday party, so I will talk to you soon, my dear. Thank you so much for being on the show, and I'm going to play this song for Terrell.
Amen. Thank you, Eric.
Out of control. woke up, gun violence, sick by, give it up, breaking chains, staying prayed up. Child is born, months, years later, dies by a gun. Taming guns ain't the problem. Lack of history keeps us falling. Story number one.
That was Out of Control by Lyric Lachey, and that is for Terrell Mays on his birthday today. The gun violence definitely needs to stop, ladies and gentlemen. It looks like we got somebody on the line that would like to say a couple words before we go. 4181, you're on Blog Talk. How are you today? Hello? Would you like to say something? No? Okay, I guess they didn't want to talk. So, again, we have a birthday celebration memorial for Terrell Mays Jr. at on Colfax Avenue, 26 in Colfax, or 30, I'm sorry, I apologize about that. That is... The address is 2644 Colfax Avenue North, and it's today at 4 o'clock p.m., and we will be there until 7, and we'll have a barbecue. We're going to have a little moment of silence for Terrell, and we'll have some music going on, some, you know, some people say some stuff. We're just really kind of bringing awareness and trying to, you know, find the killer of this little boy, basically. We really need to work at working together. This little boy's mother has been in pain for almost 3 years now, not knowing who did this to her son. And if we can help her, why shouldn't we? Let's, you know, try and find some way that we can get this person caught. Because that little boy deserves justice. His mother deserves peace. His brothers deserve peace. So hopefully we will see you guys out there on Colfax and 26 today from 4 to 7 p.m. And I guess that's it for today. You guys have a great week. We will talk to you next week.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction because you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the jungle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.